Everything I do gonna be funky from now on. Say it again, yeah. Everything I do gonna be funky from now on. I get to be myself, I get to do my thing. A little soul can't do me no harm.
This coming Friday through Sunday, WDST Radio Woodstock's Big Joe Fitz will present a weekend of intimate blues performances at the Mohonk Mountain House in New Paltz, New York, with Catherine Russell, Tracy Nelson, Paul Rochelle, and Addie Raines, and of course, Big Joe Fitz and the Lo-Fis. He is a radio legend. If you love the blues, you know of the long-running Blues Break program. Joe Fitz is here now to tell us more about it. Joe, welcome to the roundtable.
Thanks so much, Ray. Good to be here. Great to be here, let me say.
Well, this is a cool event. If you like if you love the blues, you want to go to this. But how did the Mohonk Mountain House get? It seems a dichotomy of styles.
I know. It does seem that way. And that's what I'm going to explain.
Okay.
Mohonk has always been patrons of the arts.
Yes,
really.
Oh, absolutely.
And right. I mean, initially, well, they come from the Victorian era, really, and they've walking the fine line of kind of keeping that 19th century old world charm, but yet changing with the times too, and that's a great trick that they've mastered. Many of those great old hotels and inns from that era are long gone, but Mohonk is thriving. So, I mean, anything that happens at Mohonk, the main event is Mohonk itself.
Yeah.
They call it a Victorian castle in the sky. It's on the top of this mountain down outside of New Paltz, and you pass through this gatehouse, and then it's like you're in a different world. You're winding up the mountain, and you see a sign that says, slowly, quietly.
Yeah.
And then you're 2,000 acres of pristine wilderness and a beautiful glacial lake up there. And then this Victorian charm of this wonderful resort. It's a national historic landmark.
Yeah.
And the Smiley family, who founded it, Albert and Alfred Smiley in 1869, they bought a little 10-room inn that was up on the top of that mountain.
Yeah.
And their family has continued to run it and expand. And so they're in there something like 143rd year, still run by the Smiley family. But anyway, they, like, looking for new ideas, they have theme weekends. They have Chocolate Lovers Weekend.
Mm-hmm.
They
have that.
They've had Wine Lovers. They've had Murder Mystery, you know,
yeah,
a lot of things. And they had done a jazz weekend for about 10 years, and they said, that was good. Let's try blues.
Well, you know, I would think that the setting will in some way have an impact on the performances. I mean, it's a different vibe for the performers.
Absolutely. You know, the performers, if they haven't been there before, when they get there, I try to tell them, but they don't really get it till they get there themselves and see it. The performance space is this room that's called the Victorian Parlor, and there's all these giant-sized paintings of the Smiley family looking down.
Yeah.
And you know, but it's all this heavy old wood paneling and carpeting and drapery, so the sound is just hangs there. It's
yeah,
beautiful, and you really almost don't need amplification, but in a concession to sort of modern sound technology, that things are lightly amplified. But that's one way I would distinguish it from your Garden Variety Blues Festival, in that Johnny Winter, God love him, won't be playing there anytime soon. You know,
well,
you know, it's not about pedal to the metal, like
right,
that kind of deal. It's not biker bar blues, which I, you know,
I like that. You and I both love the blues.
Yeah, totally.
You know? So, all right, let's talk about the lineup and how this came to be and what will actually be happening.
Well, I've been fortunate. You know, you mentioned my radio show, and I've been doing that down in the Woodstock area for 27 years. So I was fortunate to get connected with Mohonk. And I guess for lack of a better term, I'll call myself the creative consultant.
Yeah. Or,
and so they consult with me and which artists to book. And I'm trying to figure out which artists are going to fit that bill, who are going to have the right Mohonk vibe.
Right.
And Catherine Russell, as we were talking earlier, you know, is perfect because she spans like blues styles from the 20s and 30s into jazz and all different kind of realm, but she just radiates this energy that she has herself. But it's not, you know, guitar driven,
right,
you know, heavy Mike the Drum kind of thing. And she had just have this kind of effervescent personality. You know, she's an artist that for years made her living as a backup singer with Steely Dan.
Oh, what a voice. And she was here at our Linda Norris Auditorium, too, a couple of years back, as I recall.
Well, she's going to be at the Kennedy Center in D.C. the night before she comes up to be with us. So that's kind of the level of where she's at now.
That's a good warm-up gig.
That's a good warm-up gig. Exactly right. And she has a wonderful band, is Mark Shane on piano, who, their music is in that HBO series, Boardwalk Empire. They won a Grammy for that.
Oh, really?
Because it, has that kind of Prohibition era jazz vibe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's the Saturday night headliner, 9 p.m. Who else will be there?
Well, we're going to open it up, my band, Big Joe and the Lo-Fis, on Friday night, just to kind of a welcome everybody, come on in, and let's get some blues going on here.
And you guys won't be cranking it up at all, huh?
Not cranking it up. We might get a little excited, but they have a beautiful grand piano in that room, and we just play the grand piano, not keyboards,
right.
And
that's Friday, April 13th, Friday the
13th. I know.
Perfect for the blues.
That's right. That's the day that you want to start your blues festival on.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then the next morning is something for the younger ones.
Well, this past week, Mohonk had an event called Kids Stay Free, because a lot of families and kids had spring break and whatever like that. So that was one of their promotions, Kids Stay Free. So they suggested that we do something for the kids. And my drummer, Tim Whalen, has another project, which is called Spiral Up Kids. And I said, well, Spiral Up Kids, let's do a little blues thing for the kids. Everybody has blues, including the kids.
And kids love the blues, whether it's just the chord progression or the beat. I haven't quite figured it out. But kids, they love it.
Yeah, it's interactive. Everybody can understand it. I mean, Willie Dixon said the blues are the facts of life. So,
yeah.
And that's pretty much it.
We are talking to Joe Fitz, who will be... he's the organizer. I guess, can I call you the organizer of this?
I think you can call me that.
Okay. It is a big event.
A host, for sure.
It is the Blues on the Mountain at Mohonk Mountain House. It is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So one show, you guys will be playing the only act on Friday night.
On Friday night. People check in, the idea is that people come for the weekend, so you're checking in Friday afternoon and you have dinner. That's part of the way Mohonk does things. They don't want wall-to-wall music acts. It's
right.
Like... let's have some music, but let's have time to enjoy outside and the spa or whatever you want to do to also get the Mohonk experience. So it's us on Friday night, and then Saturday morning for the kids, we have...
Spiral Up. 10 a.m.
Then at 11 a.m., we're going to have this is the first year we're trying this, called Blues 101, kind of an interactive, because I know, and you know, Ray, from most gigs that you go to, half the audience are musicians or wannabe musicians or whatever, so we say, well, let's give them something. So I'm not sure who's going to show up with a guitar case or a harmonica or...
Oh,
whatever.
This is an open jam.
Yeah, well, we're going to just find out what it is. I mean, it might be instructional. It might be a jam. We'll just have to see who's interested in what they want to do, and we'll make it happen.
Well, the danger here, of course, is, in keeping with the sort of toned-down vibe, what if somebody shows up, backs up the Marshall stack and says, here we go?
Well, I have my cable cutters. They're never too far.
Oh, that's helpful. Yeah. I'm sure Mohonk will be very happy about that.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. So you'll instruct them on the 2651 and the 145 and everything
else. All that. Exactly right.
And then at 3 o'clock.
Then we have Paul Rochelle and Annie Range. They're a wonderful duo based up in the Massachusetts area. Paul started out playing the traditional Sunhouse kind of blues-style acoustic, from down in Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
But they branched out. They do a lot of different things. She's a wonderful harmonica player, Annie Raines. And so they have this interplay where they'll play blues, but it's not blues orthodoxy.
It won't be Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee kind of thing.
Not exclusively. They'll touch on that, but they might do a Django tune or a standard, which is, that's part of the zeitgeist that I'm kind of looking for at this event, to make it not cookie cutter blues, not, pedal to the metal blues, but blues that is sort of has something different to offer.
Makes you think a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, and then, so that's the 3 o'clock show, and then there's a break, as you mentioned, sort of enjoy the surroundings and do your thing, have some food, and then Catherine Russell at 9.
Catherine Russell at 9. That's the template that we've been using for all these years, and it works, and she's the perfect one to be in the spotlight as the star, kind of. And she'll have Mark Shane on piano, and just comes with piano and a acoustic guitar and upright bass, and she just kind of takes control of the room. We've had her 3 of the 5 years there that we've done this event. This is the 5th year, and she's been part of it just because she's so perfect for it. She's kind of extended part of the Mohonk family in a way.
She has such an incredible voice and has done so much. I mean, if anybody out there is a Steely Dan fan and has seen them perform over the last 10 years, many of those tours, Catherine Russell was there on backup and just shockingly good.
I don't know if people know, too, but that her father, Louis Russell, was a band leader and pianist in Louis Armstrong's band for many years.
Did not know that.
Yeah. And her mother, Carlene Ray, who's still active as a musician, is a bass player and played with the International Sweethearts of Rhythm, which was a legendary women's jazz group. So she comes from this unassailable musical pedigree. In fact, her mom, Carlene Ray, sings a duet with her on the current album, brand new album. Yeah.
And then on Sunday morning, it's not over yet.
It's not over yet. We have Tracy Nelson, and backed up by the Nighthawks. And people may be familiar with the Nighthawks as the best bar band in America, but we've asked them to do their acoustic set this time around. And Tracy Nelson has worked with them in the past, so they're going to back up Tracy Nelson, who, I'm not sure if you're familiar with the band Mother Earth. They started out in San Francisco in the 60s. And
I remember Rare Earth, but I...
No, yeah, this is Mother Earth, okay. Tracy Nelson, and they had a couple of big records way back in the day, but then she moved to Nashville and kind of got off the music grid and does things her own way, a little bit of country-type music, a little blues. And but she's a much beloved singer. She has a powerful, powerful voice and has not lost a step in 40 years in the music business.
It sounds like a tremendous weekend ahead. For reservations to Blues on the Mountain at Mohonk Mountain House this weekend, call 800-772-6646. You can learn more at mohonk.com. Joe Fitz, good luck with the show. Good luck with the radio show. Nice meeting you, and we'll see you soon.
Great to be here, Ray. Thanks so much.
You are listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.